9. God the Ultimate. Just as the Supreme Being progressively evolves from the antecedent divinity endowment of the encompassed grand universe potential of energy and personality, so does God the Ultimate eventuate from the potentials of divinity residing in the transcended time-space domains of the Master Universe. The actualization of ultimate deity signalizes absolute unification of the first experiential trinity and signifies unifying deity expansion on the second level of creative self-realization. This constitutes the personality power equivalent of the universe experiential deity actualization of paradise absolute realities on the eventuating levels of transcended time-space values. The completion of such an experiential unfoldment is designed to afford ultimate service destiny for all time-space creatures who have attained absolute levels through the completed realization of the Supreme Being and by the ministry of God the Sevenfold. God the Ultimate is designative of personal deity functioning on the divinity levels of the absolute and on the universe spheres of supertime and transcended space. The Ultimate is a super-supreme eventuation of deity. The Supreme is the Trinity unification comprehended by finite beings. The Ultimate is the unification of the Paradise Trinity comprehended by absolute beings. The Universal Father, through the mechanism of evolutionary deity, is actually engaged in the stupendous and amazing act of personality focalization and power mobilization on their respective universe meaning levels of the divine reality values of the finite, the absolute, and even of the Absolute. The first three and past eternal deities of Paradise, the Universal Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit, are, in the eternal future, to be personality complemented by the experiential actualization of associate evolutionary deities, God the Supreme, God the Ultimate, and possibly God the Absolute. God the Supreme and God the Ultimate, now evolving in the experiential universes, are not existential, not past eternals, only future eternals, time-space conditioned and transcendental conditioned eternals. They are deities of supreme, ultimate, and possibly supreme ultimate endowments, but they have experienced historic universe origins. They will never have an end, but they do have personality beginnings. They are indeed actualizations of eternal and infinite deity potentials, but they themselves are neither unqualifiedly eternal nor infinite.